God! He fell to the ground at Jesus' feet, thanking him for what he had done. This man was a Samaritan. Jesus answered, "Didn't I heal 10 men? Where are the other 9? Has not one returned to give glory to God except this foreigner?" And Jesus said to the man, "Stand up and go. Your faith has healed you." Your faith has healed you. What a wonderful passage, especially at this time of the year. Makes me think of a story of a man who was lost in the woods. And he was beside himself. He didn't have a compass. He didn't know what way to go. So he started to pray. He knelt down and he prayed. Someone asked him, "Did God answer your prayers when he was found?" "Oh, no," the man replied. "Before God had a chance, a guide came along and showed me the way." Who sent the guide? God answers your prayer, and he will answer your prayer at this Christmas season because he's the reason for the season. And Jesus wants to come into your heart. Jesus wants you to say, "Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Come in today. Come in to stay. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus." We are showered of blessings. Like that man, many people are blind to how blessed we are and how much blessing God has given to us. I've been to 75 countries, so I've been to a lot of poor countries. And when I think of what we have in beautiful British Columbia, Canada, wow! I'm amazed. And we can't help but give him praise and glory. For instance, you take the beautiful shining sun, you take the birds, you take the flowers and the bees and so on. We have so much to thank God for. And that's what our story is all about today. It's a biblical, true story that happened in the time of Jesus. But today we are people who are grumblers. We're never happy. Quejándose is a word in Spanish. We're always, I have to eat the same cereal, the old cereal that I ate last week and the week before. Or I have to go to the same place. Or I have to do this, I have to do that. I have to go to the same job. And we're always complaining. But we shouldn't be complaining. We shouldn't grumble. We should be thankful. Thankful. A month ago, I spoke here. And 3 months ago, they had my heart in their hand. Yeah, they had my heart. You know, it wasn't pumping because I was on a pump. But God saved me from that situation. And how can we grumble? We should always be thankful. There's always something to be thankful. Whether you're a believer in Jesus Christ or whether you're not a believer in Jesus Christ, you should be thankful. God has blessed you. God has given you such wonderful things. Give him praise. Give him glory. That's why I'm so excited about the writers that write the hymns. Because I can't voice in Spanish, English, or French. I can't say exactly the way I feel about Jesus because I love him so much. He's the sweetest name I know. And he's just the same as his lovely name. But the Bible helps me, and the book, the hymn book, help me praise God. But we should be thankful. But we're going to see in our story today, some people weren't thankful. There's a proper way, and there's an improper way. There's a correct way and an incorrect way. We should respond to God's blessing by glorifying him. And we should fall at his feet and thank him. It's not by chance. It's not by luck. It's not because you're good looking. It's not because you're talented that you have what you have. It's not because you have a lot of abilities that you have what you have. God has given you those abilities. God has given you those talents. God has given you those possibilities of doing. So we should thank him. So our story is about 10 lepers. Are you with me? 10 lepers. Very interesting story. And when I think of this story, I just think how much I should be praising God for so much that I have. Luke Dr. Luke, he's a doctor, he wrote this inspired by the Holy Spirit. He picks up this journey. Jesus is going, he is proceeding to towards Jerusalem, and he's coming up to Jerusalem, and these 10 leopards come out. 10 leopards. Now, we don't know too much about leprosy here, but because of this sermon, I studied it quite a bit. And, you know, according to the law, they had to keep a distance. There had to be a distance between Jesus and the leopards. And they cried out. Now, even that crying out, because when you have leprosy, it does affect your vocal cords. And I guess with all 10 of them shouting out, Jesus got the message. So they shout out to Jesus to have mercy on them. And it's interesting, notice there was 10. One was a foreigner. One was a Samaritan. And you're going to say, well, that can't be true, that story, because Samaritans and Jews don't get along good. But when you have leprosy, or, you know, it doesn't matter what nationality you are, it doesn't matter what religion you are, it doesn't matter if you're from here, there, or somewhere else, if you have all the same disease, you are going to pack together to encourage, to build up one another. So here we have, we believed 9 Jewish people, and they're crying out, mercy, mercy, mercy. They were in need of mercy. Leprosy was something absolutely terrible. But you know, the thing I like about this story, it's so true. It says in the Bible, as they were going, they were cleansed. Did you notice what it says in the Bible there? See, in the time of Jesus, if you had leprosy and you were healed, you had to go to the priest and present yourself clean, healed, and there is a certain amount of ceremony that you had to go through so you could go back into society. But you can't go back into society until you have gone through this rigmarole. How do you pronounce rigmarole? I got you there. I knew I would. I'm trying to behave myself. Rigmarole. You had to go through this ceremony. You had to go through this, all this ceremony. So they had to do that. But you know, the thing is, it says in the Bible that they were all had leprosy. And look in your Bibles there. Please look in your Bibles. And you find out that they weren't healed yet. It says here, Jesus says to them, let me just get this again. Here we go. And Jesus continued towards Jerusalem. He saw that. And then he says, he looked at them and said, go show yourself to the priest. Why should they go show themselves to the priest? They weren't healed yet. Come on now. Let's get on with the program. You got to heal them. Then you got to go see the priest. You don't go to the priest if you're not healed. And it doesn't say, he looked at them and said, go show yourself to the priest. But the exciting thing about it, and I think it's for everyone in this room here, it's as they were going, they had to step out in faith. They had to say, yes, Jesus is healing us. We've got to go and step out in faith. And as they were going along, they were healed. Isn't that something? I was excited when I come to that realization. They had to step out in faith. But only one of them, a Samaritan, turned back to glorify God and give thanks to Jesus for his great mercy and power. Only one of them. As they were going, they were healed, and this man was healed, the Samaritan was healed, and he stopped before he went to the priest. He came back and he knelt at Jesus' feet, and he thanked him and he praised him. And the nice thing about this, and the important thing about this, which we're going to get into, is that Jesus says, your faith has saved you. Your faith has saved you. It was by faith that these people were healed. It was by faith that this Samaritan became a part of the family of God. We see that in Scripture here. It's by faith. And that is so, so important. Stand up and go. Your faith has healed you. In some Bible, some translation, the word healed in Greek is your faith has saved you. He was the only one that came back, and thank God. Thank Jesus, because Jesus is God. So we find that. Now let's look at him and see what happened now. We all should see ourselves as lepers, unclean before God and man. In the Bible, leprosy refers to sin, S-I-N. I know you're going to say, oh, Ron, that's old-fashioned. That's not true. That's man's imagination. That's invented to put guilt trips on people. But no. No. It says in the Bible, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We're all sinners. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We are all sinners. And we have to realize that. And leprosy is a picture in the New Testament of sin. And the Bible says, for the wages of sin is death. If we live and stay in our state of sin, we will die eternally, spiritually, and never spend time in heaven. We will go to... I shouldn't say the word. I know it's not proper, but it's in the Bible. We will go to hell. If we don't accept Jesus, because when Jesus died on the cross of Calvary, he died for your sins and my sins. He died because we are all lepers. We are all diseased with this terrible, terrible disease of sin. But I said, for the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Isn't that exciting? Isn't that exciting? So the first thing we've got to realize that we should see ourselves as these lepers. We're unclean before God. We should do as these lepers did. Call out to Jesus, the Master, for mercy. Jesus is there. He's saying, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. That's exciting. I was a 10-year-old kid, two fathers, four mothers, eight different schools, had a childhood like you wouldn't believe. And I said to Jesus, come into my life, Lord Jesus, come in today, come in this day, come into my life, Lord Jesus. He came into my life 64 years ago. I was 10. Okay, I'm 70. I know I look 54. You don't have to say that, but you got to realize that. We all should respond as the lepers respond, with obedience to faith. They had to step out. Can you imagine if they stood there and said, hey, George, Jesus says we have to go see the priest. I'm not healed yet. No, we say charlatan. I don't know how to say it in English, but he's just a healer. But no, you know, leprosy was real. Leprosy was real. I mean, it was. I didn't put any bad pictures on here because my wife told me to behave myself, but it's a terrible, terrible disease. In the Bible, leprosy is a dreaded disease. It even goes as far as your limbs will fall off. You're banned from society. You're banned from the church, the temple. You're banned from your family. And you have to wear old rugged, ragged clothes, and you got to say, unclean, unclean, ugh. Unclean, ugh. Unclean, ugh. Move, unclean. That's what you had to do. Can you imagine living a life walking around Vancouver, down the streets, Granville streets, yelling unclean, and everybody moving away and pointing fingers? It was a dreadful disease. But sin is a dreadful disease too. And we must realize that sin is absolutely humongous. It's driving people down. Down, down, down. Yes, in the Bible, leprosy can refer to a number of skin diseases, but this is what happens. The Bible talks to us. It says the heart is deceitful above all things and beyond cure. Who can understand it? I, the Lord, search the heart, examine the mind to reward each person according to their conduct, according to their deeds deserved. Yes, spiritual leprosy. Now, we don't realize it. A lot of people say, I'm a good guy. Come on now. Something, you know, hey, listen, buddy, Ron. They said to me in Spanish, callate, be quiet. I'm just an ordinary guy. I'm only a human. I never killed anybody. I don't steal. I don't rob. But sin is sin. A sin, there's no white sins and black sins. There's no gray area. It's white or black. You're a sinner, you're not a sinner. And if you're a sinner, you can come to Jesus. And if you're a sinner saved by grace, you can thank him and praise him. I recorded the singing here. Your singing was absolutely phenomenal. I'm going to put it on Facebook. It was wonderful. But listen, you can't use this. I'm only human after all. See, sin came into the world by one person, Adam. And you're going to say, that's not fair. I didn't sin. It's Adam's fault, or Eve's fault, or the serpent's fault. Yeah, but see, by one man, we can overcome sin. Because Jesus came in to our lives, Jesus will take that sin from you. When he was crucified, he was crucified for you and me personally, individually. For God so loved the world, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. That's exciting stuff. Wouldn't it be wonderful if you're not a Christian that this Christmas you can really, really enjoy the real meaning of Christmas? And you can't use this as an excuse. We are so wealthy. We are so rich. We are so blessed. But we are sinners and we have to come. You know what they did? We should all do as the lepers do. Call out to Jesus as Master for mercy. You can call out to Jesus. He's wanting you to. He's waiting for you. Jesus wants you to call for him. You know, there's a beautiful painting I saw, you know. It's Jesus knocking at a door. And that door had no handle on the outside. And that door, in the painting I enjoyed, was all with thistles and vines and blah, creepy things. And that door is a picture of our heart. And Jesus is here today. And he's knocking at your door saying, hey, George, Jeanette, Juan, Pierre, Pablo, whatever your name is, he wants you to open that door. He's not going to force his way in. He could. He could. But there's no handle on the outside of the door. It's inside. You've got to say from inside, Lord Jesus, come in. Come into my heart. That's what he wants. And this leper did that. He cried to God for mercy. And Jesus is there listening to you. He's wanting you to. He died for you. He's given his life for you. We have those beautiful gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, that talks about his life and all that he did for people. And he's done it for you and I. Mercy is like grace. It is God's undeserved, favor. We don't deserve nada, nothing. Again, we don't deserve anything. But he loves us and he died for us. And he wants you to let him into your heart. One leopard, the other were healed. One leopard. A Samaritan, and that tells me something else. I don't know if you're from China. I don't know if you're from Taiwan. I don't know if you're from Argentina. I don't know if you're from Brazil. I don't know where you're from. I don't know what language, but it's open to everybody. Some people say, well, it's just a North American religion. No way, Jose. It's universal. Whosoever will may come. And this was a Samaritan, a foreigner. And Jesus wants you, wants me to come to him. And he'll receive us. He'll receive us. We are to cry out to Jesus. Jews and Gentiles are the same in this respect. They have the same Lord who gives graciously to all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. You can call.
call. That's what he wants. The good news is that God delights in showing mercy to those who cry out to him. He wants you to cry out. A few verses in the Bible, the Lord passed in front of Moses, calling out, Yahweh, the Lord has compassion and mercy. I am slow to anger and filled with unfailing love and full faithfulness. I lavish unfailing love to the thousands of generations. I forgive iniquity, rebellion, and sin. I do not excuse the guilty. I lay the sins of the parents upon their children and the grandchildren. The entire family is affected. Every child in the third and fourth generation. It's telling us here, though, that he lavishes unfailing love to you. But we have to be obedient. We should respond as these leopards respond with obedience. You're going to say, but I don't understand. Do you think I understood when I was 10 years old, living in all those different homes? I didn't know what justification was. I don't know what sanctification was. I still don't. No, but I mean, there's a lot of things you don't understand. But like a childlike faith, we are to put our confidence in Jesus, and he'll never let you down. I've let him down. Unfortunately, I've let him down many times. But he's always there. If we confess our sins, he is faithful to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And he wants to forgive you of your sin because you were born a sinner. I was born a sinner. So what we have to do, we have to, by faith, we have to open up our heart's door. Sure, you don't understand it all. I've studied the Bible inside out, backwards, up, down, three language, four language, five language. I still don't understand it all. I'm not a theologian. I'm just a Christian saved by grace and mercy because I put my faith in Jesus. A little scrawny kid up at Anvil Island. You can do it today. Oh, wouldn't that be wonderful? Wouldn't that be something, eh? We'd look like fools if we showed up before the priest in our present condition. That's probably what one of them said. Hey, this guy tells us to go see the priest, but we're not even clean yet. Are you with me? That's what the Bible... As they were going, boom, they were healed. As they were going. So maybe one of them said that. We'll look like fools if we show up for the priest in this condition. Another one might say, yes, but we're going... with nothing to lose. This is our only hope. Or maybe another one said, well, but it hurts to walk up on these leopards' feet. Some of the feet might have... But Jesus says, go, and they went, and they were healed. And Jesus says to each one of us, accept, and if you accept Jesus as your Savior, you will have that relationship with... There's one mediator between God and man. The man Christ Jesus. The only way to get to God is through Jesus. It's the only way. Maybe another one said, I know, but if we do what he says, maybe we will be healed. Well, I'm not giving you any maybes. I'm sorry. I'm giving it flat out. If you accept Jesus, he will accept you. He didn't make us robots. No. We have a free will, and God wants us to accept him by faith. Just like these leopards stepped out in faith. You must take Jesus at his word. You know, we all should respond as the one leopard did, glorifying God at the feet of Jesus with thanksgiving heart. That's what we should do. There he is. The other nine, they just went off. They got healed and okay. But the leopard came back. And that's what you can do this afternoon. At 12:25, December the 1st, 2019, I accepted Jesus as my personal Savior. You can ask him into your heart right now. You can ask him in. It's that simple. It's faith. Even though you don't understand it, these lepers, they weren't doctors. They didn't know understand. All they knew is Jesus says, go. They went and they were healed. You have doubts? I'm sure they have doubts. I have I still don't understand the whole thing. For the Father judgeth no man, but have committed all judgment unto the Son, that all men should honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. He that honoreth not the Son, honoreth not the Father which hath sent him. We are to honor Jesus. Ask Jesus. Ask Jesus. See, Jesus wants our praise and our adoration. Because Jesus says, were there not 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? We have to come back at his feet and say, thank you, Lord, for saving me. Thank you for dying for me on the cross. Thank you, Jesus, for being my Savior. That's what he wants. And you can do that. I can do that. We can all do it. I've done it. Through him, then, let us continue to offer a sacrifice of praise to God. That is the first fruit of our lips. That give thanks to his name. And do not neglect doing good and sharing. For with such sacrifice, God is pleased. We are to obey him. The conclusion. 13 years before his conversion, John Wesley had a conversation late one night with a porter at his college that deeply impressed him and convinced him that there was more to Christianity than that he had found. Wesley discovered the man had one coat and nothing to eat, had nothing, and the man of the porter says, I have Jesus. When you get Jesus, when you ask Jesus in your heart, you are going to be rich. I'm the richest man on earth. Just before I went under the knife, I said to the doctor, I said, Doc, this is a win-win situation. He said, what? I said, if I die on the table, I go to heaven. And if I don't die on the table, I can tell more people about Jesus. And that's why I'm here today, telling you about Jesus. It's a win-win situation for the Christians. So my encouragement to you is to accept Jesus as your personal Savior. Just as this leopard came back, thank God, praise God. Wouldn't that be wonderful? I've got to put my stuff, Ron will probably help me, but I've got to put all my wife calls them my toys, but all my ministry tools, I've got to put all my ministry tools away, so I'm in no hurry. There's other things going on, but we have a quiet corner here. I would love to talk to you. I'm in no hurry. So if you have any doubts of your salvation, if you have never asked Jesus to come into your heart, come and talk to me. There's others here. There's Harold, there's others here that would love to talk to you. Make it right today. Don't wait for tomorrow. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, we thank you once again for this passage. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you for what he's done for us, what he's doing for us, and what he's going to do for us. And we just pray for each and every person here this afternoon, Heavenly Father. We just pray that you might convict them if they have not accepted you as their personal Savior. And if they are Christians, we pray that they might glorify you this Christmas season, that they might tell others that Jesus is the reason for the season. We ask this in the precious, wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Have a great Sunday afternoon.
Thank you. We're going to...